We're joined now by Marianne Grady Flores, who is part of the media support team for the Kings Bay Plowshares 7. Marianne, why don't we start off and give people a little background about the Kings Bay Plowshares 7, what they did, and also the status of their legal case.
Okay. Thanks, Mark, for having me on, and I'm so grateful for your listeners. So my sister Claire Grady, who's now 60, and six of her co-defendants, named the Kings Bay Plowshares 7, acted on April 5th of 2018, and that date happened to be, April 4th. They were arrested on the 5th, but on the 4th is when, which was the 50th anniversary of the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King, they entered into the largest Trident subbase in the world, 17,000 acres in the Kings Bay Naval Station, which houses six deadly Trident nuclear submarines on the east coast, the southeast coast of Georgia. And the purpose of their action was to expose the secret and the deadly omnicidal weapons that are housed within each of the six Tridents that are stationed there. And we also have another eight Trident submarines. And these submarines are like four football fields long, two stories high. And within them, there's warheads and there's missiles, D5 missiles. And if you put your 10 fingers out, Mark, I do a little exercise with people. I invite people to put their two hands out with the 10 fingers extended, and then I'll put my 10 fingers with them. So we've got 20 fingers up. That's how many missiles are on one submarine. But if I took my hand and put the five fingers on the tips of each of those 20 missiles, that's how many warheads there are. So I want to pull back and say I want to own the fact that I knew nothing of the kilotonnage for the Hiroshima bomb, which is, it was only 15 kilotons, the baby bomb, which killed 200,000 people within just a few days in Hiroshima. And then we did it again in Nagasaki. The problem is, take a guess how many kilotons is on one of those warheads that's sitting on the tips of the D5 missile.
200.
Okay, try 455 kilotons per warhead. That's times 100 warheads on one submarine. So that's like over 1,000 times more powerful than the Trident than the Hiroshima bomb.
And I understand you're talking about going to another generation or of Tridents?
Yes. Well, first I wanted to just say Patrick O'Neill, who's one of the seven, I had never heard this before, but if you use the whole fleet of the Trident, that's 14 Tridents, that would kill 14 billion people, but we only have 7 billion on Earth. So I had a young military guy sitting next to me on the plane who was really excited to hear that these folks had gone in to do a nonviolent symbolic disarmament action to call attention to the crime of these first strike nuclear weapons that could kill all life on Earth. And the folks brought these banners that named them as being omnicidal. That word means it will kill everything. He said, who are we going to kill with all these weapons, you know? So, yes, the Trident cost of the first fleet was $1.2 trillion, and now under Obama, he approved another fleet. So that's going to cost another $1.2 trillion, which leaves us with the crumbs for our needs and for our infrastructure in cities and states.
Now, I understand, a verdict come down recently in their trial. I assume they tried to do a necessity defense, and they needed a protest because of dangers presented to humankind. How did the trial go?
Well, I was in a car. We arrived on Friday evening from upstate New York, driving 2 days down to Georgia. It turns out we walked into the kitchen at 10:30 at night on Friday. Monday morning, the trial began of last week, not this week. It was the 21st of October that it started. So Friday was the 19th. Is that accurate? No.
Close enough.
And whatever. So that Friday night at 10:30 at night, the defendants were sitting around the kitchen table listening to Carmen Trotta, who's one of the seven, reading the judge's decision that was just emailed to them at 10:10 that night, cutting them off at the knees, saying, no, you can't have Dan Ellsberg as your expert witness. You can't have Professor Francis Boyle, expert on international law. Dan Ellsberg being the author of the book, The Doomsday Machine, Confessions of a Nuclear War Planner. This guy was on the inside of the National Security Council. He was number 4 of 7 people that knew more than the president. And this man has the inside experience of knowing all of the times that we were literally just moments away from pressing the nuclear button. If he had been allowed to come in to testify, then the jury would understand how it is that these people, these 7, studied his book for 2 years in their planning. It's 2 years they had to uncover a lot of information and absorb and realize we need to take a risk because all life hangs in the balance. And that's why they went into this nuclear site. They also went in because they happen to be Catholic workers. That's not the case in all Plowshares actions. There's multiple people with multiple faiths that act to try to prevent, you know, a nuclear disaster around the world. We've had Plowshares actions in different countries. But in this case, it happened to be all Catholics, Catholic workers.
So we have about 2.5 minutes left. What's the next step at this point, or how do people move forward?
So let me give a website so people can read up on this more. Our website is called Kings Bay, and then the word Plowshares is Plowshares, and then the digit number 7.org. So Kings Bay Plowshares 7.org. And you can go to our In the Media and read the myriad of articles from The Nation magazine to Newsweek to, you know, all kinds of media coverage which we've had. And we invite you, the listeners, to write letters of the, you know, to your editors to help move the story out that these weapons are being held as a bully stick, like the cocked gun being held to someone's head. If I hold a cock gun to your head, am I not using the gun? If you went into any court, they'd say, yep, you're guilty of enforcing your will. Well, that's what we do with the Trident. We are holding the cock gun to the head of the planet to enforce white supremacy, to enforce capitalism, which is killing people today. So it's not if we pull the trigger, if we explode these things. This is killing people today, and it's robbing people today by the mere fact that all this money is draining out. So the next step is sentencing, and I invite people to go to the website. We will be sending out an alert as to, you know, what the sentencing date is. These folks are facing, you know, it's more than 20 years for the four charges. They were conspiracy, destruction of government property, depredation of government property, and then trespass. Those are the 4 charges. So Liz McAllister, who's Phil Berrigan's widow, is turning 80, and she can't go to jail for 20 years. I mean, this is outrageous. So we will have an action alert that will be posted on the website. We're waiting for our legal team to send us a template to write letters to the judge, but you can't do it yet because we need their guidance as to how the letters need to be sent and sent to the legal offices of our lawyers,
okay.
Bill Quigley being one of them.
We're out of time. We've been talking with Mary Ann Grady Flores about the Kings Bay Plowshare 7, and this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.